Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Anthony, I was wrong. I thought we'd fare better than we did. I thought we'd win a game, and we didn't. I didn't think we were capable of not getting better in back-to-back outings. The reality of it is that invincibility, that air that we put off that had people frightened, every week you lose, you become a bigger target. Because they know they can get something. And I didn't think we were capable, but you are what your record states. What you put on film is your fingerprint. Can't talk your way around it or out of it. And wouldn't you know it, now you're playing one of the upper echelon pillars of success who've had they've stubbed their toe. They know what it's like. Some of you that have been listening to that big fella will be sympathetic because your injuries. I hope you don't call me today. Do me a favor. He'll be back tomorrow, right? Yeah.
I think so.
Save all that whining and all that crying for him tomorrow. Because they're still going to be, they haven't canceled the game, have they?
They haven't canceled the game or the season.
So the game's still on.
Yeah.
Great. I expect us, then no matter what slogan is thrown out there, I expect there to be 53 Warriors going out. Now you're playing for pride. It's not about NFC Championship game, Super Bowl. You're playing for pride because now people are starting to go, well, wait a minute. Maybe we can tap that tail. Detroit had to deal with it. Their last game in Canada, they had to deal with it. They take it out on the next opponent. I don't know if you got a chance to check any of their last game out. Oh, and they're on your schedule.
Yeah, they're fully staffed.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you got a chance to peep the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And how they roll. Thugs. Okay? And they're on your schedule, too. So I'm sure BTP will be trying to put out various scenarios about a playoff picture. Here's your playoffs. Monday night. That's your playoff. Your championship game is Monday night. I am so curious of what you're going to do on Monday night.
You think Monday night is our championship game?
Don't they play Monday night?
Oh, we do.
Okay, well, then that's it. You got one game. What you going to do?
What happens if we lose?
Well, you cross that bridge when you get there. You find out if you're still breathing.
Okay.
If you might be dead. But if you're breathing, then you got another shot.
Yeah.
This is about who's left breathing. Just like Detroit, they rolled up against you a year ago in the championship game. How many of those guys on Detroit's team, and this is for you, all of you that follow that big guy, how many of those Detroit fans or players thought there was any chance in hell that the Commanders were going to be in my house in the Motor City and tap that tail?
None of them.
Did you see them the way they played? I mean, their last game, I hadn't seen a human being run that fast out of the back since OJ. And sure enough, that brother set a record.
Yeah.
They run it. Isn't it fun to watch people that run it and run over you and do it with, they look back at you and say, what? Say what? What you going to say? Nothing. I'm sick and crazy because I believe that we now may be forced to run. I'm sure they've showed me it's not their preference. I don't give a damn what they say. That's not who they want to be. We've been through this before. We've had teams here with people under certain regimes. They really deep down inside, if they get to pick, and they get to pick, you get to pick whether you get under center or the gun. Nobody's making you do anything you don't want to do. And let me tell you up front, you can do whatever you want to do. I don't get in your business. I get into the results. If you don't want to be under center on third and an inch, be my guest. Why don't you put your behind a super shotgun? Get 10 yards deep. It's on you. You're in charge. I'm following you. But I need you to make some sense of this to realize that once I lose confidence in you, it ain't coming back. That's why I'm hanging in all the way with you. Because I believe you know what you're doing. I'm not convinced you're capable of getting your team to know what they're doing. That might have gone over some of you. Lou, don't even try this. Because I'm hearing a lot of you, and I get my vibes off the people. I trust the people. All right, you got to come out the booth. You got to be on the field. Do y'all realize he's on the damn field every day at practice? Your defensive coordinator is not in the stands at practice. He's on the field with these dudes. He's in the meeting room with these dudes. So what is him being down on the field going to change if his presence all week doesn't be? Is there a fact you see some difference?
I mean, our fans, they seem to think they have all the answers to the problems.
And all due respect to our fan base, look at some of the people they're listening to. I mean, that's on them. But you correct me, because that's what I love about you. If a man's with them every day in meetings, he's on the practice field. I've seen him on the practice field with them. What is that 2 or 3 hours period where he's upstairs looking down upon them with a better vantage point? Is he supposed to be able to do so? Or are you saying they're not motivated? What are you saying? And I've heard some people, they was telling that the big guy, that they thought he should be on the side. And I started thinking to myself, okay, so your teacher needs to sit in the room with you when you take the test? Nothing's done throughout the whole semester when they're training you? Isn't the idea of management, coaching, and ownership supposed to be, I'm constantly rearing, like parenting? The parenting never stops. There's some people got kids in their 30s, they still being, it doesn't stop. Are we supposed to think he stopped coaching? I love his dialogue. And raise your hand if you know, if you can listen to one press conference. Who do you want to hear?
I'm definitely going to hear him.
Yeah, me too.
He speaks very matter of fact.
I love that. I love that. So, but his kids don't look like they're afraid of it. I don't mean afraid like scared like he's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
There's something about accomplishment that drives highly driven people to want to succeed for themselves and also for the instructors. They don't want to make the instructor look bad. They about to get their instructor run up out of this joint.
Yeah, I mean, but still, I don't think standing on the sideline, you know, will inflict fear in the guys. Like, if you guys don't tackle, if you guys stop getting blown off the ball, if Marshawn Lattimore doesn't turn into, that's not, you know, Joe Witt. Like, that's the players. At the end of the day, I feel like the players got to go out there and play. And
are you telling that big guy the same thing you're saying to me right now? That's why I wish I was on with y'all. I've listened to you
on Monday.
He tries to bully you.
No.
He's a bully.
Lindell, again, I told Lindell on Monday, I was like, I'm going to let you do all your bitching and moaning. Like, I'm going to let you, the fans, I'm going to let y'all do this on Monday. On Tuesday.
I heard that.
Tuesday, we're going to calm down. We're going to, you know, take a deeper look. And then we'll reassess from there. But
see, since I grew up with WWE.
Yeah.
And my mom's sister, we all, I mean, when him and Russell was together on two, to me, it was Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And it's a must, it was just, that's why UFC, all it is, it's not a joke. It's highly popular because conflict in real time, it's awesome. And he morphs himself into it. He's not faking.
Oh, no, that was real. I felt it.
No. Excuse me. He's a diehard. And it's hard to be a fan when you do this. But you got to be who you are.
I'm a fan as well, though, Doc.
No, but you're not. You're more, it's a business to you. You're a business
man. I mean, no.
No, you don't care. You really don't. You
think I'm out here giving political answers?
You're a businessman. No. Because it's.
I'm a fan,
first
too,
of all,
but
it's not even your favorite sport. So that's the number one. It's got to be the guys. People who call
it doesn't
us,
matter though. Doc. No, I'm still a hardcore fan of the team.
The people that ride this train. If you told them they had to eliminate their second sport to play in the game, they'd cut it off. You wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. You're just too rounded.
I mean, but the thing is, Doc, if I had to watch a Commanders game or a Wizards game. Like, even 2016 when the Wizards were good, 2017, I'm watching the Commanders.
I'm not letting football you off rules. That easy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Shout out to the Caps.
The Caps, too.
I was there last night. No shade to that. Man, that crowd. They have an atmosphere. First of all, they got a hell of a team, as always. You always feel like when you're in the Caps environment, your team has a chance to win a game. You know how hard that is? I mean, it's not like they may lose a game, but they don't lay eggs. It's highly professional. And the base places, I mean, it's a great atmosphere because the people that come in there expect they're going to see a win. They're going to see a victory. Their players are going to perform. They're going to do their job. That's the thing that I needed to be uplifted and that I was disappointed watching us against Dallas. Dallas's offense, phenomenal. I didn't say a word about what they did to our defense. And I'm in the minority, as always. I'm keeping my corner. I ain't changing nothing. You know how hard it is to cover a man 6'4", with long arms when a quarterback puts it in his right shirt pocket. Shaq Harris used to tell me this. I know Doug somewhere laughing right now. The good ones to put it right in your shirt pocket. There's nobody throwing a better ball. They may have thrown it just as well. Nobody has thrown it better than Dak Prescott on that particular play.
Yeah.
And my guy was all over him like plaster, but just that happens. Lucky for us, that's why I love DBs. They understand the Heckle and Jekyll lifestyle. You love them one moment, you hate them. They're used to it. They don't expect to get unconditional love. They don't need you because they're confident in their own deal. Very few corners lack the confidence to walk into a club, walk in anywhere. They're built differently. They have to be. Because other than quarterback, what's a harder position to play?
Corner.
In man.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like what I can tell you just based on experience and what I see, the worst thing you can do in the secondary is try not to make a mistake. They're not playing free. They're not playing like, you know what? If I make a mistake, they carting him out of here. They're trying to be perfect. Can't, it's hard. Just play. You got to play with a spirit. And I think if he told anybody privately, probably say that's one of his disappointments in tackling. You ain't got to be really good to be a good tackler. You got to make up your mind that you're willing to go in there and bust up something. Something's dying. When I arrive, I'm not seeing it. I can't explain why they have certain people in coverage that can't cover people. If I had an open mic with them, I'd just say one question and one question only. You at practice, when you have drills, when your backs are going against your linebackers, what do you not see in them drills that would make you want to put any of these people in a real game? You see that man in Detroit, the running back? Did you see him?
Yeah.
This is what this league is doing now. We got one, a couple of them. And I was up. I'm running the game. Yeah, cool. They can't get a ball to themselves. Is it a panic? Nope, not me. I like us. We still got a shot. But somebody's going to have to play. Can't talk about it. Question is, who's going to play in that? And you know, when you hear him next, and he's giving out that damn handle, he is going to be chewing up so much time in who's going to play.
You don't care about who plays?
Not at all. I care about who makes the team because they chose him. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to be nervous because the starter's not playing? Does San Francisco look nervous to you?
Nah.
Why is it some people just go out and kick whoever's ass is in front of them? And others have to be primed into it. You act like it's a game show. Do you not trust the people you pick? I'm asked a question 3 weeks ago. Why are you drafting them, take them through training camp? You in week 6 and they can't get on the field? Is the student slow or is the instructor slow? Somebody's not giving me the truth. All of us as parents can remember the day you gave your kids the keys to the car and you weren't with them. That's a day that's never discussed enough. That's how they feel to me. They are scared to death to get them kids the key to the car and let them drive.
I mean, we saw a little bit of Jordan McGee. I think everybody's been clamoring for Jordan McGee because
they treat him like he's in the witness protection program.
Yeah. And, like, I understand, like, he is coming off the injury from last year, and that's probably in part to, you know, why they brought Bobby back. But outside of
injury, that, there you go again.
I'm just saying.
Not, like, who's not injured just playing?
He was injured last year, though, Doc.
But he's back. He cleared, right?
He was injured last year, and guess what? Bobby Wagner, second team All-Pro last year. So
no, Wags can play.
Yeah,
this is situational football. You want Bobby in there on nickel?
No.
Okay. It's not a hard thing to say, and it's no slight on him. He's still a bad man.
Yeah, he is.
He'd be on my team. And I can understand what they're thinking. That's why you need a boss to be in charge of you because you love your room. That's what a head man's supposed to say. We love him too, but he got to get off the field on nickel. They're treating it now like they don't understand how to delegate. Now I'm going to start questioning you. This is not Pop Warner. Everybody there gets a check. Nobody's feelings is going to be hurt because they got the bag.
But do you think taking Bobby off the field gives up what they're trying to do defensively? If Bobby comes off, we insert Jordan McGee. All right, Jordan's on the field. Why is he on the field? Oh, maybe because they're in man. Maybe they want this guy to check the running back out of the backfield. Maybe they don't want to tip that.
And maybe what you're saying is logical. But, okay, so keep up your results. And I'll see you at the draft next year's draft because you'll be first or second.
But, Doc, I think earlier you said it, like when we were on the phone anyway, you talked about how the team, they just need to be fundamentally sound. And right. I think defensively, that's sort of kind of like what's happening. I mean, offensively as well, right. But more so defensively where the guys are just not playing fundamentally sound.
If a man's incapable physically of getting to a spot you need him at, you have to replace him. Even if it tells the defense – y'all should try this now because this guy's in. Then that guy's just got to get better or pick another guy. But you can't just leave, so it's not fair to him.
Yeah.
Dude's a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's probably too old now for his father to speak up for him. But if that was my kid in there, I'd say, Coach, because seriously, it's not fair to him. You're putting him in a position to do something he can no longer get the job done with for you on that. So you got to put a say. You got to do something. Do you tell me you think they're not going to do anything all year?
I mean, I think Monday probably will be the last straw for whatever they throw out.
You need another one? You need another example of this? Slim, what are you drinking over there? Is that what's in that cup?
That's H2O. Water.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, it is 5 p.m. somewhere.
It's not 5 o'clock yet. Somewhere, yeah. Boy, Coach, I tell you what. See, you had to do that. You struck that nerve. You know what, man, Big John, Coach Thompson, opening day NBA, you know I was glad and sad because I know what it meant to him, the association. And there were some games that, I had to throw my remote at the TV at 2:30 just to get it to go off because that NBA thing, I was so juiced up. How dare they put the Rockets and Thunder on like that in the first game of the year? It was competitive. And I'm still in the afterglow of Montreal. I'm in the afterglow of Seattle. I'm in the afterglow. Game 7. Look, MLB, I'm not mad at you. There's nothing like Game 7. And you know I love the gridiron. Playoff NFC championship game, that's close. But you know how many game sevens you experience? Game 7 to go to the World Series? You talking about pressure. What's another event that gives you more anxiety? What would you like to step up to the plate? We got a lot of fantasy participants. The whole half your society is in the fantasy. Put yourself in the fantasy of a Game 7 baseball and some dude is throwing 103 or 4 miles per hour on that bump. And you tell me that there's a better, moment in sports. Now, game seven in the puck, when the puck drops, to me, that's just amazing because you can't see where it's at. I don't know how the hell you stop that puck. But that game seven analogy is strong with me. And guess what's going on next Monday night? There's a game seven, and it's in Kansas City. DOC, Ant-Man, here on Burgundy and Gold today. 301-230-0980 is the number. The rest of that BTP stuff, you guys already know that. Holla back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We are reloading the musket. I don't think we have an automatic weapon. I think we have to load and then fire, then reload the ammunition and fire again. I don't think we have anything that would mimic a Gatling gun or a machine gun. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't see us having those capabilities. We are single-shot operation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just who we are. Doesn't mean we'll end up this way, but I don't see us having the capabilities to do some of the things that we've done in our past. So this is a new animal, and we got to learn how to deal with that because I still expect the results. I don't expect to lose. My whole operation is about how do we win, and if I think we have enough people on the side of the ball we need to get it done. But sooner or later, you're going to start to lose confidence. So in a way, it's great that we're playing a superpower like Kansas City at their place. You're not the first team to go into a tough environment. Man the hell up. You had all the right slogans. You say all the right things. Sooner or later, I'm starting to question if you believe it. 301-230-0980 is the number. Chuckster, welcome to Burgundy and Gold today.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Hey, man, spring cleaning.
Hey, man, look, man, I keep saying it every time I talk to you, man. They need to watch the tape, man. I keep telling them 82, 87, 91. Come on, man. Them is the years, man. They better know what's happening, man. Get out them egos, man. And realize, man, it's still football. I don't care what year it is. The same thing. Them years when Sean Taylor was cracking heads and ain't nobody want to even get out there on the field with that man. He cracking heads in the Pro Bowl. You hear what I'm saying?
I understand. But in his defense and in your defense, that's been outlawed. They've gone to take great measures,
man,
to stop that. I know,
man,
what you're saying.
Come on, man.
But we got to tell the truth. I can't say something crazy, man, and expect people to take me seriously.
And then they take on you take on your head coach and your coordinators. You take on the attitude of what they got. So, man, this is what we're seeing. But, and your eyes don't lie, man.
Right. Well, then you're saying now we're talking the same page. You're too cerebral. See, I don't need to know that you went to an Ivy League school. Right now, I'm looking for somebody that got through junior college. Yeah, got through junior college.
You know what I'm talking about?
Was on work release. I need a different type of animal. You are developing something that I'm not interested in. Doesn't mean I'm right. And it doesn't mean you're right. But I don't like your results. Chuck, I appreciate you, man. You put us on the right page. Largo, next. Marco. Welcome.
What's up, Doc? Doc, let me say this, man. You know, the guy who I wish had this defense, who had better, who didn't have as much talent on this defense that this defense has, is Greg Williams. Because you know what Greg Williams is going to do.
Different dude, man.
Different dude. But the thing is, if I'm a defensive coordinator, if you're a defensive coordinator, you know what? We can't match up with a man-to-man. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to blitz like hell. You know why? Because if you do the researches on blitzes, most of the time blitzes create turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get turnovers because we're sitting back saying, oh, let's have a party here. We're just going to do this. We're going to do that. The only time they blitzed like crazy was when they were going up against people they felt like they could cover in the Chargers, the Giants, and the Raiders. Monday night, I know it's the best. There's great quarterbacks, and then there's Patrick Mahomes. Okay, everyone knows that he's the Tom Brady or the Joe Montana of this generation. So what? He's got to put his pants on just like everybody else. You go up there, yes, he beats the blitz all the time. So what? No one expects you to win? Go up there and blitz like crazy. And stop sitting here saying, we'll fight anybody. We'll do this. We'll do that. If your starting quarterback's not playing, you know what? You got to take it on. You got to stop playing scared. And that's what it seems like to me. The defense has been playing scared because they don't have their Superman on the offense.
I'm not disputing anything you said. Your eyes don't lie. That's all we're saying. We're saying we're behind you, but I think it's time for you to adjust your strategy, because what you really want to do is not working, and it's not going to work.
No, it's not.
Because you don't have the personnel to make that work. So simply adjust. See, mention a guy like Greg. Greg's straight canine. And that's why you know the people who do it. They don't like him. See, don't forget now. These people really don't ever have to win in this industry. They're paid no matter what. See,
Greg Williams should be just like – Bill Belichick should be coaching the NFL. Yeah. Greg Williams should be instead of he's in the area.
Yeah.
He's in the area. Okay, don't get knows about offense.
Hey, Bart.
He's seen more offense than anybody.
Have a nice beverage on all of us. It's a good deal. Oh, you got it, man. How we doing, that man? Can I get to San Antonio?
Yeah, let's do it,
Vinny. Welcome home.
Doc, I love you, brother. Always good to hear your voice, man.
Hey, man,
I'm listening to Adam Market. But you're back, Doc, to having the worst sports job in America for at least 1 week, brother.
I know. Hey, man, I'm built for this. You know what? It was like, I keep thinking, why me? I go, well, what? Suppose it was somebody else having to do this. I don't want nobody to have to do this because, first of all, we're not a lost cause. I'm hearing some experts in our field talking about playoffs, playoffs, and you know, rightfully so. Make up anything you want. Our playoff is Monday night. Our NFC Championship game is Monday night. Our Super Bowl is Monday night. I just hope everybody spreads the word. Because that's all that's in our history right now is Monday night.
I heard on Sheehan's show the other day, they had a conversation about...
Can I help you? Just correction one thing. He gets really pissed. He's Coach Sheehan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I just want to let you know.
They were saying the defense looks slow. So I had a question for you. Mm-hmm. Does that mean the defense is slow to the concept of the scheme? Or are they athletically slow? Or is it a combination of the two?
Bingo. Bingo. If you're slow, you're slow in any scenario you come up with. The one thing you cannot elevate is that is speed. You either have it or you don't. And if you don't believe me, look who's on the field in third down and who's usually not. There's a reason for that. The game is matchups. It's all about isolations. How do I put Anthony on Linnell? If Linnell is covering Anthony, I'm putting Anthony in a walk formation, which is split out as far as he can get. Can you imagine Linnell Willingham? Because you know what? He's cocky enough. He tried to press you.
It would get ugly.
No, he tried to press you.
It would get ugly.
He would get right at the line of scrimmage and think he could bump and run with you.
Yeah. it would be disgusting.
That's what ball is. All training camp, I heard about these young prospects that they could run. A couple of them is from the University of California at Los Angeles. I don't see anybody on the field.
Me either.
So my question would be, and we have some of the most decorated journalists on the planet to go out and cover this team. I'd buy them a cheeseburger of their choice or a pizza if they would simply ask a question for me. If these people have so much talent and you're so high on them and they're such unusual prospects and you're struggling, what are they that bad in practice that you're afraid to put them in the game? Or is there a contract or a secret handshake that we don't know about? And I'm not being a jackass. I'm asking a legitimate question. Because in camp, all I heard about, man, downhill, 4-5, this guy, blah, 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 blah. Game come. He just barely outplays me. So these are questions that I think we love the base, and we are not should not be criticized for asking those questions. What's line 5 look like? Is that Rusty? Okay, Russ.
It's Russ.
Russ, welcome to Burgundy Gold.
I got
today.
A quick question. Yeah, Mike has got a quick question for you, man. If you lose more games than you win, what are you classified as?
I love intellectual smart asses. I really do. That's one of my favorite topics.
I mean, I'm just asking a simple question.
It means
like
loser.
You just asked a simple question. Had to ask a simple question. I mean, you guys run around hailing the W, hailing this and that. And I'm like, y'all lost more games than you won since you've been in existence.
Yeah, but
how do you go around
You're not criticizing us for being
asking.
Loyal, are you? Because I know a pretty popular franchise. I know one that's very popular. And they haven't done nothing equal to childbirth in 30 years. And yet they have a label. And they are the most, they make more money than anybody else. And they're not worth a damn in prime time.
Do they have more wins than losses? That's what I'm asking you, though. Do they have more wins than losses?
Currently or overall? Overall.
That's what I'm, overall.
Oh, yeah, no.
There's only two groups I know that run around supporting the losers. That's all I know. That's what I'm asking.
Well, they're not losers. They're not losers. They just don't. They're not even in the category with ultimate winners. They're not in the category.
If you lose more than you win,
you're a loser. I agree with you.
Still a winner? Oh.
When you're mine,
that's what I was saying.
You're mine. Because you know why? Why I like what you're going? Because you can have a losing record and be popular. Some people just like being popular.
It's not a popularity contest. We talk about results. We talk about results.
Yeah, well, there's a thing called postseason results. You want to get on that one?
Like I said, overall.
Overall, I can't beat you. You know I can never beat you in this conversation. You're going to always win.
But that's all. Thanks. That's all. I just want to educate the fan base, bro. That's all.
Everybody knows about you.
I live in the area.
No, but everybody knows that you ain't no mystery. Everybody knows about you. You're a national joke. What are you talking about? You can win this conversation, but nationally, come on, man. You don't disgrace those before you. Because you get, you know what? Y'all have had some great teams.
You remember when the NFL, listen. Okay. The NFL had a commercial celebrating 100 years of the NFL.
Yep.
Did they have a whisper? Did they have anybody from the Eastern Motors Clint team on it? Anybody?
Oh, why would they?
Any mention of them?
Why would they?
I'm just asking. I mean, no, you're right. Such a great history for
No. Local history.
100 years of NFL.
You're right. I can't argue that. I can't argue that. But you know what we both are?
Goodness,
we both in the mud. We both in the mud, slinging mud at each other, and we both in mud.
Oh, no. My guys was on it. Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, they were on it. They were on it. They were on a commercial.
Wait a minute. You know what? I owe you a – no. May I apologize to you publicly? I never get in arguments about the Niners. Oh, no. I love what the Niners represent. I thought you was talking about them.
Thank you, man.
Okay, you'll never have an argument with me about the Niners. It hurt me when we beat y'all in the NFC Championship game. That's how much respect I have for you. But no, never.
In 83?
Whatever year it was, you know what year it was.
I know.
You came up with some excuse about past. I know. Yeah. But here's the deal. We'll never argue on Niners. None but respect. Uh-huh. Nothing but respect.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I thought you was representing them. Slim. Me and you can never be enemies.
I love frying the fans, man.
No. We can never be enemies.
The most delusional fan base in all of sports.
You're right. No. Slim, you and I on the same page. Y'all are winning right now with half your team in sick bay, and we got people around. No. We'll never have an argument over that group because I respect the hell out of that group.
I mean, it's just like the fans would jump up and down when they got Debo. How many thousand yard seasons Debo have in his career so far?
I know you're not going to trash him. He was good for y'all.
I'm not trashing. I'm just asking.
I know, but y'all know. But y'all do this with all your stars.
I'm just asking.
You don't sign nobody till camp starts, and you treat all of them like manure. That's why I like you.
He had one season out of all his whole entire career. He had one season with 1,000 yards. He's a receiver.
Well, is it the yards or the production? He was pretty productive for you. He just ran his mouth. He spoke too much.
One season.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about the other ones? Mm. Ain't nobody been Dwight Clark.
Well,
you know that and I know that. Hey, Slim, hit me back again, though, man. Enjoy talking to you. I ain't mad with your Niners.
Thanks, man.
You got it. Corey, I know Corey's out here listening. He's a Niners fanatic. The Niners have a world-class operation. They're going to have fans all over the world. Why? Because they win. They've won so much. When you can't think of championship competition without thinking about the Niners. I ain't mad at him. You know who I thought he was trying to represent, right?
The cowgirl?
Yeah, exactly. But he should have known he was way too intelligent. His football IQ was way too high.
Yeah.
I missed that one. Shame on me. Detention. Bonesy, line one. Welcome home.
Hey, my main man, Doc Walker. Shout out to my homeboy, Anthony Haney. Shout out to my nephew, G, from the shop.
Hey.
Paulie, I ain't heard from you lately.
Oh, no, he was with Russell.
Okay. Yeah. He always
I thought I heard
Russell,
him with Sheehan, too. He might have been with Coach Sheehan today, too.
He'll call Coach Sheehan and Russell. He'll definitely call them. But anyway, man, you know, I've been looking at X, man, and then other stuff, man, and, you know, people that were, you know, a lot of people, man, mad at the Burgundy and Gold and, you know, you don't want to throw rocks and all this type of stuff, man. Disrespecting JD5, mother. You know, man, people need to calm down, man. You need to calm down, man. You got to take the bitter with the sweet, man. And right now, man, we in the bitter phase, you know. We're going to work ourselves out of it, man, at some point. You know, if we don't get it this season, we'll come back and regroup and do it next season. But, man, you got to take the bitter with the sweet, man, in this life right here, man.
Yeah.
You know, hey, that's simple as that, man. You know, you either a Burgundy and Gold fan, you know, or you not, one or the other. You can't straddle the fence. If you straddling the fence, you need to go somewhere else to straddle the fence. You either with the Burgundy or Gold or you not. Simple as that. All that negative and all that stuff, Man, take that to another team. Take it to another organization. That's all I got to say, Doc. Thanks for taking my call.
You got
man.
It, brother.
You,
we appreciate
Peace.
That. Love you back. Lap, you got a tough one to beat. Welcome home.
Oh, man. Hey, that's the GOAT right there. I can't compete with Mo, man. That's my man. I'm a fan. Diehard through and through. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a realist, too. And my eyes tell me I'm not a coach or anything like that. I never played in the pros like you, Doc. So I don't know about that. But just my eye test, man, it's just they just look lost, man. They look confused. The team don't look like they on the same page. You know what I'm saying? We got a bunch of injuries, but it ain't no excuses with me, man. It's next man up. So, and like you said, somebody on the team, young, gotta play. You know what I'm saying? Because the guys that you got in there is not doing nothing. And we seen this with the last regime. So hopefully they can figure it out. It would be good to get some of the pieces back. I think if Terry or Debo come back, we could at least compete, man. But it's going to be tough for us to make the playoffs, especially when we got a lot of conference losses already. I think our best chance, if we're going to have a chance, is try to go for the division because we got those four division games at the end. Even though losing to Dallas was tough and the Bears was tough, we'll see how they come out, man. But it's got to be pride. It's like you got to want it, Doc. So we're going to see, man. But keep up the good work. And
appreciate you.
Thanks for taking my call.
You
bro.
Got it. As all right, always. Ant-Man, who you like next? Yep. You make the choice. Where we going?
We're going to go Jonesy, then Elliot.
All right, Jonesy, welcome home.
Doc, what's going on?
You know what time it is.
Yeah, you know. I'm still pissed off, but I keep hearing over at the park about vision. About the defense, how the vision to get after the quarterback, the vision to pretty much stop the running back, the vision to slow down these wide receivers. But, Doc, let me tell you something about this vision thing that I know about. Vision without execution on all these things is just hallucination. And that's pretty much what I'm seeing out my defense. If you tell me about the scheme thing, and you say, Jonesy, I need you to stay on that wide receiver no matter what. I don't need you doing nothing else but stay with that wide receiver. I need you to be able to knock some balls when it comes your way. But if I get caught flat-footed and I'm looking inside the daggone backfield at the quarterback and the wide receiver run past me, that's a failure. That's not on the coaches. It's on me, the player. I don't hear enough folk talking about what's up with the players as much as the daggone coaches. Coaches coach, but they don't play. Players play and make whatever the dream of the coach or the vision of the coach happen on the field. I had a problem with that Dallas team scoring with 45 seconds before the half.
Should've yeah, that
never
was not
happened
good.
From
yeah.
their 20-yard line. Should have never happened. I'm sorry. Field goal at worst, I could accept that. Don't want that either. But they you let them score a whole touchdown. That's a problem. That's a problem. 45 seconds. Not a minute, not 2 minutes, 45 seconds. Chew on that. I got a problem. Shout out to my man Bonesy. I'm
appreciate
out.
That, man. Going to Elliot. Elliot, you're going to wrap it up for our first hour here on Hello. Burgundy and Gold today.
Hello, Doc.
What's up,
it's been
man?
A while since I talked to you
my
when
man.
The big fella was with you in the sausage sandwiches.
Oh. You know, opening day NBA, man.
Back.
I was thinking about Coach.
Yeah, I go all the way back to Sonny when I started watching the kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was 13. But accountability, Doc. I love you and B-Mitch because y'all keep it real. And accountable. If you're going to hold the players accountable, you got to hold the coaches accountable. You mm-hmm. can't just keep running the same people out there. You put them on the team, that means they should be able to play. Get them out there. And just before I go right quick, because I know you're up against it, I remember you talking about the young man that passed over the weekend that was from the area and being All-Metro in two sports.
Yes.
There was a guy graduated from Kinley Tech High School, Lonnie Perrin, played with the Denver Broncos. He graduated a year from me, before me, I think it's 72.
Yeah.
He played for Denver. He played McKinley Tech. He was, I think he was All-Metro in basketball and football, but he played with Denver for a few years. Lonnie Perrin.
Yep, I heard the name, heard coach say it, yeah. Yeah, no, we,
thank
this
you, Doc.
Area.
Have a good one. Take care,
thank
and
you.
God bless
appreciate
you. Love you.
Appreciate you. Thank you for the love. Can't get it. can't get enough of it. The association.
Oh yeah, we.
So we're gonna have we interrupt this broadcast.
Hold on now.
For a special news bulletin. Burgundy and Gold today is gonna pull the curtain back and acknowledge our brothers on the hardwood, because opening night was last night, and Ant-Man, we talk about the baseball, the puck drop, love the Caps, on hand, had a great time with that. But the association last night, if this is just a prelude of what's to come,
man,
I don't know how you can do it. I don't know after what I saw last night if you can do that 82 plus in the playoffs.
You don't think so?
I don't think it's possible.
I do.
We're going to see.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to see. All right, 455 here in the nation's capital. For those of you worried about underscore BTP, I was told he's at a sauna. He's somewhere.
He broke news today, too. You didn't know?
No, I didn't.
We'll get to it.
I don't follow it. Okay.
We'll get to it at 5:30.
Okay, good deal. All right. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.